Lime, duh.
Yeah. Whoa. Let's do it again, baby. Hello. Fucking shit.
Whoa, welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect the wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling. Black. Wow, the new Zoom feature, I get a full flex in.
Wow.
A.K.A. Dunsky Black Amora, A.K.A. Donnie Wrestling. Donnie Wrestling. A.K.A. Donnie Capri from the time I went to Italy. Whoa, hey, A.K.A. the modern day goof and spoof. Haraja. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gabba gabba wee.
Gabba gabba wee.
This girl, she's mine, and damn.
This is hot garbage.
She's fine. What is up, Jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction with all of our spicy, muy caliente wrestling reactions. Whew. Wow. Oh, wow.
What flavor is that?
Coors Light. Duh.
Wow. Kicking
it off. A Red Bull can.
I love it. Tulo really bringing a nice white trash energy to the table today, which I
got
really
my Stone Cold SCU shirt on that I found.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous. I love it. It's great. Anyway, listen, I'm going to have a sip of the old. Right now, ask me what flavor.
What flavor is that?
It's an oat milk latte.
Oh, I love that flavor.
Yo, they got to make an oat milk latte LaCroix. It'd be great. Anyway, let me introduce the room. I didn't even introduce you guys. We're back in action for your satisfaction with all of our oat milk lattes reactions. As always, to my side, but not a thorn, the First Lady, Erin Finnerty.
What up?
And to my down today, we got a special treat for everybody. The supermark, Nick Tulo. What is up?
It is 5:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy Tiptoe with Tulo. What's going on?
Yo, we got Tulo in here. Tulo and I normally talk AEW, NXT, and being this the go-home show for the Double or Nothing pay-per-view, I figured we have you on here. And I was thinking also we'll make the bonus episode after Double or Nothing.
Yes. Ooh,
week.
I like that.
Yeah,
since we're talking about it here, that's fine. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Immediate reaction?
Honestly, probably. But okay. We'll talk. We'll figure out the time. But yeah, we'll talk about that. So if you're a patron at the Jabroni level, Jabroniac level, that episode will be coming out after. It'll be a response to Double or Nothing, which I'm very pumped to watch.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Also, right now, if you're a patron, our Cal Movie Club movie for this week, let's turn it over to Erin for all the details of all things Cal Movie Club.
This week on the Cal Movie Club, we watched a little hunk of shit called Hotel Artemis, starring the only good part of the movie, Dave Bautista, and the city of Los Angeles also does a pretty good performance.
I don't call him Dave Bautista anymore, by the way.
Dave Bautista?
I call him Dave Bautista because I'm bowing to his great work.
Dave Bautista. A respectful Bautista.
Absolutely.
And then if you haven't joined the Cow Movie Club, you should sign up at patreon.com/comediansofwrestling and check out a movie on Amazon Prime called Another Version of You for next week, CMC. Executive produced and starring CJ Perry, aka Lana, and also starring Rusev. I don't know how big of a role he plays.
Yeah, but I'm excited to watch the
executive producer
wrestling movie club out there. Yeah. We've done everything from Bumblebee to what's the zombie one? Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies. God. Actually, the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Ever.
Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check it out for this week. We'll see. We'll see how it stacks up.
Yeah, we'll see how it stacks up. Great. Also, guys, before we get into all the spicy wrestling action, I would like to say I'm starting a new thing on this podcast. So a lot of you guys have been messaging me when you deem a wrestler to be one of your guys, and I love congratulating you. It's when adding a wrestler for the new listeners to Cal Podcast, when you deem a wrestler to be one of your guys, it's a tremendous moment, right? For you, it's what would you say it's the equivalent of? It's the equivalent of. It's
I'd say it's the equivalent of like a birth.
It's like a birth, a graduation.
Birth. Like absolutely. It's like a whole revelation.
Right, where you hit a moment where you're like, I gotta buy this guy's merch. I'm actually excited when this guy's music hits.
Or it's like when you've had like maybe someone in the friend zone for like 4 or 5 years, and then like you wake up one day and you're like, oh my god, like I love this person.
Yeah.
I have to buy their merch, you know.
Right. It's an incredible moment for everyone. So what I'm saying is, here's the deal. This podcast in Apple Podcasts, okay, what you could do is rate us 5 stars, okay, and leave in your comment your name and who you're creating one of your guys, and I will congratulate at the top of every show. I will congratulate people for having one of your guys be deemed. I'll announce that so we can get that going.
That's nice.
Because I think we need to make it more official, and it helps the pod to give us 5 stars. But this is a great way for we can mutually really celebrate each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And your
Don't message Dan anymore. Just go straight to the pod. Hit the 5 stars and say it. It's even better.
And the challenge is if you've already rated and reviewed the podcast, is to find another phone that has Apple Podcasts on it and rate it from there.
Which I always encourage you, grab your grandma's 11. Yeah. She's got an 11.
Yeah, get on your local, your municipal bus and just start grabbing phones out of
people's hands. Grab phones.
Like, yeah.
Everyone's got one, basically.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll start doing that. Also, one last plug, and then we'll get into the spiciness. But check out my new podcast, the Dan Black Attack Podcast. New episode this week out with my personal trainer, where I talk to him about how I can start looking like The Rock. And we talk about quarantine fitness. And my trainer's a really fucking hilarious, cool dude. He's a wrestling mark, so I think you'll enjoy hearing him talk. But great combo in there. Plus, I talk about how people. I do a little monologue at the top of the show about people saying that modern politics are pro wrestling, and I kind of clarify exactly it is true. I kind of clarify exactly what that means, so you can check that out. I think from an actual Marx perspective on how politics map to wrestling, and I'm going to kick it off by actually I have an update on that, which is that I was saying one of the points I make on the pod on Dan Black Attack Podcast. By the way, rate that 5 stars also.
You have the phone in your hand, just cruise over there.
It takes 2 seconds. It helps the pod a lot. I don't know why, but it does. Please. Anyway. And by the way, the Zoom video for this pod is up on our YouTube channel. You can go on there and subscribe as well. But if you want to see us, you can see us. We're beautiful.
You should probably watch the YouTube. Just turn this podcast off after you've rated and then go to YouTube, because you really want this like whole 3D experience. Like,
you need it. Many people are saying it's 8D.
Now. Many people.
Well, it's more than a podcast.
Okay, so here's my update. So I made this – I was saying that, look, regardless of your politics, the Republicans are way better at the pro wrestling element of modern American politics, especially Trump. But it's not even just Trump. And I was like, the Democrats need to lean more into some pageantry. Like, this is modern politics. My example I was giving was like AOC. She gets a lot of heat And I have a friend who said to me, like, you know, I don't really like what she's doing. And I was like, that means she's working, right?
Yeah.
She's working. This is what we live in now, where it's all about heat, attention, likes. Entertainment and politics are one and the same now, okay? And I felt like Nancy Pelosi, who's actually been kind of nailing it, but had one of the most pro wrestling moments I'd ever seen. I kind of felt like I recorded and then saw this and was like, honestly, I'm not saying I agree and this is where we should be going. I'm saying that I think this is what you need to be effective in current politics. And what she was trying to call out Trump for taking hydroxychloroquine, which is a drug that has almost no proof of doing anything. As a matter of fact, the only real proof there is out there is that it's bad for you. Okay. okay. He's taking it as a preventative measure. It's also supposed to be just for treating. I don't think it's a preventative drug. And plus, there's people have lupus who need this drug and are having a hard time getting. Look, whatever. We can get into all that. But she was like, oh, well, she was starting to understand that you can't just say he shouldn't be taking this anymore. That's the old days. Like, hey, here's statistics, right? Here's facts. And here's what they are.
We're past that.
That's over. But what just she did was like point out that not only is this drug bad for him because he's in an older bracket, so she called him out for being a senior, which you know he doesn't like. She also said that also he is morbidly obese and she's worried about his
weight
health.
Group.
She called and you know and it got tons of heat, tons of headlines, and it's like, hey, I think this might be how this has to go.
Yeah,
right?
You gotta start fighting the battle.
It's you cannot Trump. You can only fight with fire. I mean, the depths with which this guy will go. Whether you first off, forget about supporting him. I am talking about whether you support him or not. I mean, that's just is what it is. I mean, I can't. He's said things that are like they're reprehensible. I mean, there's no real way around it, right? But okay, maybe you are a hardcore Republican in that pocket. That's not what even I mean talking about. I'm just talking about the pageantry of wrestling bleeding into a politics. Yeah. I think you will not survive without this behavior anymore.
Right.
I was like, wow, she's really going for it. Like, that was a very calculated.
Someone's got to do it. Yeah. Someone's got to do it, you know, and Biden's like the worst at it. He can't do it at all. He might as well just job out.
He needs to get someone who's like mouthy as his running mate who will like talk shit publicly.
I wish Cortez was old enough because it would have been amazing if she was up there and as his wingman and fighting the battles for him because he's not good enough for it.
Yeah, it's look. Whatever. Okay, we'll get into the
what I'm trying to do is related to who is Biden in all this. Like, if it's bleeding in, what is Biden's character? He's just like a.
Are you talking about in wrestling? Biden. Biden does not have any wrestling. I mean, there's not the only wrestling he does have, and this is a lot of it's not really wrestling. It's like he does have. He does have some tragedy in his life that he's overcame. Yeah. That inspires people.
It's like people who had injuries coming back. But Biden used it's funny because Biden used to be like the kind of shit talking mouthpiece for Obama back when he was VP, and when they were on the campaign trail, like he wasn't afraid to say anything. But now that he's the candidate and he's trying to get these votes from these conservative liberal folks, he has to kind of tone it down for them. But
well, he was trying to fight some factory workers. Remember that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But you know what? Everyone is vulnerable to like talking shit. Like, you know what I mean? Especially if it's fact based, like the morbidly obese thing. It's like, well, just look at the numbers, folks. Like, this isn't something she made up.
Anyway, I just think it's so. I think it's interesting. It's all about those headlines. I mean, it really is all wrestling. I really believe that wrestling marks in terms of dealing with the amount of times we're like, is that a work? Is that a shoot? Right? Like, even like right now, the Sami Zayn thing, you're kind of like, is he actually mad? Is he not mad about the IC title away? Right? When you start living in that space, you start watching, you start seeing politics, you coming at it from another angle. Yeah. So I kind of see us as more evolved than maybe the R word, which we had been called in the past week or 2 weeks.
Oh,
whatever.
That's right.
Anyway, let's get into talking about wrestling and stuff. So, oh man, I had my list here. And I don't know. I put this at the top of the list, but yeah. So you see, this is Shad Gaspard, right, of Crime Time. Yes. I mean, this is insane. Is missing.
This was reported exclusively by TMZ Sports, everyone's favorite sports news website.
Yeah.
He was swimming off the beach in Venice, California with his son, and a riptide came in.
Right.
And lifeguards were like, everyone off the beach, out of the water. And the lifeguards went to his son first, who's just a young man and a boy, and then by the time
instructed by Shad.
And so, and then by the time they got him out and they went looking for Shad the dad, he was missing. So I'm not an ocean person. I don't know how the physics of a riptide, but my understanding is that they're very bad and you can get pulled out instantly.
So,
it's just wild that
it's
crazy that the body just doesn't instantly turn up there and like, or down a little
further.
Right,
you're kind of like, where did he go? Anyway, that's just a terrible, terrible thing.
It's a tragedy.
And that's a terrible thing. It's crazy because I watched that documentary about the one-armed surfer.
I watched that too.
Right? You watched it?
I did. Yeah. I watched it. And then I learned I work with a woman who went to high school with her and the guy who got his leg bit off by a shark.
Right. And you're like, man, I am so scared of the ocean. Like, I was terrified as a kid, but now as I've gotten older, I went surfing one time only. And I hope this isn't disrespectful to him, like being like, I wouldn't go. I think that the ocean is such an incredible thing that it seems to be. It's kind of like everyone. It's one of the rare things where we all agree is worth the risk. Almost society across the board in society.
Yeah,
we're all like, it's just so worth it because it's just so dope. Right. But
I love being on boats, but I can't. I hate being in ocean water like so much.
I know. Like I can't. Everyone seems so comfortable. Like I'm in the water. I can't see below me. I feel so vulnerable, and I especially hate when I'm just waiting. And like I'm just like staying afloat. I'm like, oh my god, I'm just a sitting duck for something that's so much more in its element. Anyway, right? But like, I had a moment where I went surfing one time ever in my life, and I was sitting out there, and we were waiting for a wave, just literally just sitting on the board, and I was like, my feet were dangling in the water, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. I've not gone back in the ocean in any kind of real capacity since this moment. I was like far out and I felt completely trapped because everyone was like cool and I'm being all chill and I'm like, guys, we're sitting ducks here right now. You know?
Yeah.
The ocean's scary. Anyway, terrible story. I hope something crazy happens here. But this does not look good for him.
Something pro wrestling is what you want to happen.
Like appears like surprise, it's me.
Huge jacked guy, by the way. If we just want to celebrate the dude, huge dude.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he did a lot. I saw that he did the like mocap for the Kratos character in God of War. That like the God of War body is based on him, and a lot of the movements are him.
Cool.
I saw that, and so talented guy. Anyway, all right, let's move on to happier stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about Otis. I want to kick it off talking about Otis. I think we have to start giving Otis his due here on this pod.
Mr.
Money in the Bank. We got to be prepared for this guy to be the champion.
I'm prepared. That's fine. I'm ready for it.
One of Arlen's guys for like an original.
Yeah, really, Arlen. Yeah. And there's something to say about that. Otis has an appeal that is kind of undeniable. I have no problem with Otis being pushed. I think the Miz segment, I actually enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty fun.
Me too.
I thought Otis was funny. I do have one tweak for Otis, which is, first off, Miz was great in that segment. He was like, I'm supposed to put this guy over, but then halfway through, he's like, this makes me fucking sick. You know what I mean?
He's like, so good.
Yeah.
The both of them together, Miz and Morrison, Morrison couldn't have come back in a better role than to be right with the Miz. They're really incredible together.
Wow, my hair is really, look at this.
I'm going to give Dan a haircut.
Aaron's going to give me a haircut, guys.
Yeah. I am fully confident that it's going to be a fantastic haircut. I've done 2 quarantine cuts already and they've been spot on. So right. Dan's my next victim.
Yeah, I won't be bad if it's bad. Anyway, well, you have high confidence. here's the thing with Otis is I would tweak Otis a little bit. I think we can keep him still a comedy character. Mm. I think he needs to control his performance a little more, right? It's a little bit too like when he has to just stand there and listen, he just starts just like humping the air and going like, oh yeah. I think it needs to come off more genuine. Like they have a real opportunity to pull off what they kind of wanted to do with Kevin Owens that I don't think he ever actually did. Right?
Yeah.
Where you pull off a guy like a salt of the earth always makes me think of MJF. throw that out. But I'm saying you have an opportunity to have a wrestler who is kind of like a more silly Stone Cold, really. He's a guy like you and me, you know. He's a blue collar guy, and he's winning, and it's driving everybody nuts. I think it's very cool. But if he acts too silly, he has no chance of winning that title. We're talking about a massive jump to be the heavyweight champion.
From being half of a tag team.
Yeah, I think he can have funny answers, but he can't be a complete clown shoe, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what makes me feel like something weird is going to happen, because it doesn't feel championship like booking, you know?
Right.
Like, all right, so,
well, we have a year.
Team LeBron, right? Buddy. Now Mandy's there, did the tease like behind them. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, yeah.
Which I kind of like, because it's like, oh, all right. Maybe he's got something up his sleeve. I don't know where it's going. I'm just excited about it. And finally, that's a good tip. Yeah.
But he's a trash macho. He's a trash macho.
Honestly, we wouldn't have been getting this really much out of anybody else. So I'm happy about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Oh, like, yeah,
does he need to, like, okay, for example, I like the joke that he has like stuff in the briefcase, right?
Right.
But like, I don't think, oh, what flavor?
Jack's Hard Cider, duh.
Oh, wow. My God, Tulo, it's Tuesday afternoon. This guy is in the pocket. All right, look, here's the deal. So what I'm saying is that I don't mind that they want to do funny stuff with him. I said it. We could push funny characters to the top. Jericho is really funny and was the champion. So I'm saying for Otis, he has a cool gimmick. Mm-hmm. He has a very clear character, right? Mm-hmm. He's extremely likable. He's super strong, but heavy, right?
Right.
So you're like, you believe that he could beat guys up, but he's pulling off his physique. So what the tweaks they need to make for him is that he needs a powerful move.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's got to replace the finisher.
Yeah, his finisher now is a worm into an elbow drop.
It's just elbow like drop. A leg drop, a big leg drop, like Hogan's like kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Something, because the elbow drop, like I've said this before about other guys who are on the shorter side, like some moves, like when you're that low to the ground already, are just like, and he's so like, you know, he's a strong person, but he looks like a pillow. So like when he lands on top of you, it's just like, it's not really.
Well,
it's gonna knock you out.
The tag team finisher that they had was pretty dope. It was like that slam into the hop on. It was like the compactor or whatever the fuck it was.
I like move was cool.
So clearly, what he's missing is a finisher. It can't be the elbow. It just has to be something where he's super strong, man. Just give him like a power bomb. He can literally pick up anybody if he had to, you know, like, so give him something where even against the biggest guys like a Braun Strowman, or save it for a Braun Strowman where he's going to do something that's going to be like, holy shit, Otis is the fucking man, you know? Like,
yeah, I think Otis needs massive. To be able to snap and get like legit mad, right? So he needs to have a he needs to have some kind of game time mode where you could believe that he could wrestle a Randy Orton or something, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
He needs to have something like that. And then he needs to stop just like shaking his belly for no reason, right? He needs to be more like a proud – he needs to be more proud and like trying to be silly. So like if he – for example, he has something in the briefcase, right? So it's funny that he would not understand that like you're not supposed to put other shit in the briefcase. But if you do it like it's like, oh, what's that smell? And he's like, it's my Rolaids, right? Right? He sounds like Jacob Snell. Oh, did we lose Aaron?
Oh, yeah.
All right, she'll pop back on. But like, you know, Jacob Snell from fucking Ozark.
He's like, yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, Darlene. You know, Darlene. And he's like, yeah, is he a Mexican? That's the one line I remember. He's like, you know, he's like, Otis, you got him. I don't even know the point. He sounds something. He's like, what about the bride who took your breath away? If you haven't seen Ozark, this is a great character.
What I'm thinking is they did mention something about him having a learning disability. Did you hear that? He said he has a learn, and then they like made it like Morrison made a joke like on it.
Oh, Aaron's back.
Back, baby. You said, what's that smell? And I was like, I have to go find out.
Yes. Did you discover it?
Yeah, okay, I have some salami in a briefcase over there. It's no big deal.
Oh, yeah. So a couple points. So Tulo, I agree with that. If he wants to have something in a briefcase, it's got to be like it has to be like, why can't you put anything in the briefcase? It's a briefcase. I'm holding
it. Take a sandwich out.
Just make, put a sandwich out. I put a sandwich in here. Do you want it? Like a little more genuine, I think, as opposed to like he's just like a bumbling fucknut. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I mean, that's going to require better performance for him, which I'm not even sure he's capable of, really. Like,
I think that's why they have him with Mandy, honestly. Right. I think it's something special. It's something that's like, you know, like you don't trust Mandy yet. You know, you don't, and you know, you don't. Both of you, no one trusts Mandy being with Otis
She's with Dolph, maybe
pulling the strings a little bit, right?
I want to trust her though, because I want to believe, because like Otis is such like a sweetie pie. I'm like, I want to believe that like a babe would be like, see it in Otis.
But she comes out, you know, I think they're working something interesting there. I think that's how a lot of that silliness will go, not away, but like the over the top silliness will kind of be in check. Cause I think Mandy's going to start to reel it in a little bit. I think that's where they'll go with it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that Otis, I don't think it has to be there yet. You have a year to build him up. I think with the correct, they should show him driving up in a fucking truck, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's I think that Vince is right about Otis's potential. I think it's just going to – they have to really work with him. And if they just go for the cheap heat of him making, like, shitty fart jokes, he'll end up the Viking Raiders, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Or if you want to call it the Viking Experience.
Or War Machine or Raiders.
Anyway.
Well, War Machine's a cool name.
Let's go move on to
real quick. Did you hear that there's, like, rumors that – he might use it to cash in on the tag team championships. And
that'd
like
be awful.
Right?
So that'd be awful. If you use the Money in the Bank briefcase, see, when Charlotte went for NXT, it made sense because she's like, fuck these other titles. I could win those easy. Plus, you saw Rhea Ripley, which was a cool challenge.
That could be a great transition. That's what I want to talk about.
Right. Well, we can go there. I'll allow you to go. Yeah, because I can push off the next topic. But I'm saying, cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase for anything other than the heavyweight title makes you just look weak, right?
Yeah. That's like cashing it for the U.S. title or something. It's not worth it.
I don't mind the kayfabe of like, I could see why Vince would be like, oh, well, this is an evolution of the product. Like, let's have the briefcases, you know, like we could do be more creative with it than cashing in for the title. But no one, it's just, it's not believable. Like, why would anyone, yeah. those other titles, they've diminished the value of so much that there's no, it's not believable.
The value of having someone like Tucker in your corner along the way, pushing as your friend and wanting you to be the world heavyweight champion is extremely valuable. Like that, the three of them together could make something interesting. But like you said, where I wanted to go was with Charlotte. Charlotte's on all three shows right now. She's pulling triple duty.
It's kind of crazy.
Can we talk about how unreal this is? She won the NXT championship and just fucking like insane.
I love when you just mark out and into a dead end. You do a dead end mark out where you just go like, this is fucking cool, right? And then you're like, here's my point, and my point is this, but your point is just that you think it's cool. And then
it's so true though, because I really don't have much else to say about it because it doesn't really need a description other than, I mean, wow.
Holy motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
That's correct. She went and won the Royal Rumble,
yeah,
and used it to challenge against Rhea Ripley, and won the NXT title, and now is helping put NXT on the map by bringing that title to every fucking show. It's never been done before. She's challenging the best talent on every show. She's gonna beat Bayley's ass on Friday. Yeah. It's amazing. It's like it's so good. I hope she just keeps going. And you know what? Charlotte loves this.
The thing about Charlotte is that she is the best they have, and she might be the best female talent. On paper that we'll ever see. Really, I mean, we'll see someone good, but she checks like a lot of boxes. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And so I think that she's definitely a one of a kind talent. And so right now she's in her prime. She's there. Use her. Have her do everything. They're finding a nice way to make Charlotte more above. She's so much better than the rest of the talent. It's just true. The only talent who could wrestle, like, I guess you could build up Nia to make it believable, but then Nia's just going to have to. It's hard to build up Nia. She can't really work the mic in a way that makes her scary. She can't even do, what's her name? Nyla Rose. Is doing a better job of just being like a scary big wrestler, right?
She's fumbling through it, but she's like,
they never nail Nia Jax as like a devastating force, you know.
And Nia comes off as a bitch. She's like very bitchy. She's like, I don't care, because I'm so big and so tough that I'm just gonna be a bitch to you, and I don't really care. There's nothing you're gonna do that's really gonna
There's a lot of start and stops with her. Honestly, Nia Jax, what I would have done if I was WWE, this is the problem, is that I understand that she has a very pretty face, so I think that that's kind of why they don't consider this. But I do think it's cool if they had her in some kind of like scary mask. Like they could use a woman who is like more of a in that vein of Kane,
that's true.
Style, like they could use someone like a big bro, devastating talent. But I do it's funny, you know, it sounds shitty because I'm being super vain about like her face, but she does not belong in a mask, Nia.
Right.
But they could use a devastating. I would almost think it'd be cool if Nia put on a mask like when she got in the ring, or like something to be like more like the Fiend. Like they could use the women's division needs to be more dynamic.
Right. So, well, because it's like you have Charlotte, who's just like a threat all around always because she's so much better than everyone.
Right.
And there's like, you know, short of someone having some sort of like unstoppable force, mystical powers, like a darker side to themselves. Like it's really hard to have a opponent for Charlotte that is believable.
Yeah.
You know what? And
so they're doing a nice job to the compliment of it. I'm saying that you have Asuka and you have Nia, and then you do have Shayna. There are talents that you could build up to believably beat up, like believably be an important.
I mean, look at Raw.
Right now, they have so much rebuilding. They lost Becky. Charlotte and Becky.
They didn't miss a step this week with the women's division. If you noticed on SmackDown and on Raw this week, it doesn't feel like they didn't miss Becky at all.
Tula, what I'm saying is they're doing everything correctly. What they're doing right now is they don't have anybody right now to face Charlotte in a way you'd be excited about it. Like they don't. The only matches they can really throw at Charlotte are ones where you're like, oh, Charlotte, Io, that'd be cool because I've never seen them wrestle, so that would just be fun. But Io Shirai is not in a place where you're like, she's built up to be super scary and she has like a clear storyline, whatever. So you have Rhea Ripley and Shayna, who are those two talents probably, and then Asuka. Right. And Nia, and all four of them need to be rebuilt to a place where you'd be excited for them to wrestle. Like,
see, I think that's exactly what they're doing right now, though.
And like, doing it. Like, Shayna keeps beating the shit out of Natty.
But like everybody, it's wild. It's like, I think this was the first Raw, or at least Raw or SmackDown in a long time. I think the women dominated the whole entire show. Like, from start to finish, there was this segment after segment, a continuing storyline throughout the show. You had Asuka, you had Kai, and then a Kyrie spot, and then Nia comes out, and then Nia is backstage stalking around, then does something to Kyrie. It goes through the whole entire show. We've never seen continuous storylines in the women's division take place across a 3-hour Raw show ever. And honestly, nailed it. Like, it was very entertaining.
What is Nia Jax? Isn't Nia Jax finisher? I agree with you. I think the women's segments were the women's segments. I'm not saying they were like amazing, but they did catch my attention in a way where I started thinking like Charlotte really called out Sasha, and I was like, what are they doing with Sasha? But the only thing about I cannot understand, and I'm sure they're geared up for it. Sasha Banks feels like such a money wrestler.
Oh my God!
I know.
They called her the Blueprint, and I was like, oh yeah, the Blueprint. And she has blue hair. She looks like a bajillion dollars. You're like, wow, what? I want the real story. What is going on there?
There is something that's going on that, like, not even, I don't think it's even out there, like, if you dug deep, because it makes no sense why she would have this comeback, the blueprint, the new hair, the wig, the whole thing, and then just have her end up being, like, lousy-ass Bailey's fucking sidekick. Like, what? Why? Like, what did she do so wrong? And what is so irreversible about it that we can't just be like, yo, let's take, like, we're not working with a lot here, folks. Like, we're kind of at the bottom of the barrel right now.
She's a killer. At this point, I'm like, well, Sasha could have done nothing to Vince McMahon, a guy like that, right? She could have done nothing. There's nothing, and call me whatever you want. Call me a cuck, whatever you want to call me. When you start labeling women difficult, blah blah blah. I'm sure she's done nothing past what Warrior's done. All these male talents over the years who have been done documented insane behavior and still get pushes. Sasha deserves to be in this Bayley run. Should have been Sasha. And not only that, Sasha needs to slay Bailey and then go on a fucking run and let Sasha jump off whatever she wants to jump off of. Let her fucking just do her thing.
Yeah. It's also possible. I don't know how this is because she loves wrestling. It's her life. Like, but maybe she just doesn't want it. Like, I don't know what she has going on behind the scenes or like what bitterness maybe she harbors towards the company. But
I know. I started being like, maybe
she wants it.
You know what I mean? I started thinking maybe Sasha's pregnant. She had, like, right? Because I'm like, when's the last time she's done anything?
I saw her in that bodysuit the other day. She doesn't looks like negative pregnant.
No.
I'm telling you, you see her out. It took Charlotte to come to SmackDown. They needed somebody dynamic enough on the mic to call her out. Yeah. And there was no one on that roster. You could argue a Carmella or maybe someone else, but they needed someone big time and a way to get that person over there. And it's Charlotte. She goes over there. Yeah. She calls out. You
And then you just watch that sequence go down. And you know what? I'm going to give Belly props here because in that role, she plays that stupid idiot, shit-eating, like grin, like heel role, like down to a science where she's like, oh, fuck. I've had it made for a long time, yeah, and it's about to get really fucking bad for me.
I'm almost used to Bailey at this point. Like, yeah, I don't think it's, yeah, like, I don't think I particularly like not, I don't like it, but I'm like, all right, no, I'm fine. She's the champion. It's okay. She's just kind of a generic heel. She has this music. She's whatever. She keeps winning, and it kind of gets in my claw. At this point, they've leaned into it, yeah, so much that I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine. But they need,
Bailey didn't get interesting until Sasha came around.
They have all this TV. You're talking about Carmella. Carmella, right? Okay, so Carmella can't really go is the complaints with her, right? And I don't even want to dispute that. I don't want to debate that. We could say she could do some stuff, but look, I've watched her wrestle live at a SummerSlam. She's very small. She hits the mat. It doesn't even make noise. She's not extremely acrobatic. Like, I get it. There's stuff about her. But she has a ton of fucking personality. And yeah, if like Kevin Owens gets a Kevin Owens show segment on Raw to basically do nothing but just talk, the Carmella should get the money. I can do, like, give her more time. Have her do the C-spot or whatever the fuck it's called. And have Carmella have a show where she talks about, you know what I mean? Like, the writing for the women needs, the women need to, like, find their characters more.
I think that's happening. I mean, from what I've seen the last two shows, something, I mean, listen, that can all change really quickly. But I think that, I mean, if Monday's any indication and what they're going to be doing during the quarantine, the women are about to just take over because they, I mean, really
we've never
it.
Seen a vignette of Sasha in a dope car.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
She said she's a legit boss, and we've never once seen her get out of that. What's that? Like that I fucking
Mercedes Benz or
BMW
whatever, yeah,
where the doors open up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've
never seen her get out of that. Like ever. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying that's exactly what it is, but I'm saying I still don't really know what it means to be a boss. What I know about Sasha Banks is that she looks awesome and talks about Eddie Guerrero all the time for no reason.
Right.
It's like, shut her up about hero. Eddie. We all know Eddie's good. Stop being a fucking mark and start being a wrestler. We'll talk about Eddie here. You know what I mean? Like, you start being a character. Start taking choices. Now, I don't know why that's happening, and we know it's a company, but I'm talking about Britt Baker. The evolution of Britt Baker so fast in AEW.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Britt – I don't know what her – I mean, they're like, oh, she's a dentist. Cool. And now we get it. She's kind of like – has this like whatever. She's kind of like a – I don't know, like a valley girl thing or whatever. Like, that's not exactly what I want to call it. But you know what? You know what this personality is. It's like, she's super,
yeah,
full of herself. And she's so – and then she had the bloody nose moment. She already had a cool Becky moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. Yeah. They've great talents in WWE, and they've become like boring TikTok people in the women's division. It's like, they could do way more. Anyway, I hate TikTok.
Yeah, we're not getting any vignette packages at all in those kind of situations.
All right, we got to move on. So,
yeah, go.
Tulo, we got to move on, okay?
Go. All right, buddy, go.
We got to move on because we got to talk about AEW, but okay. I'll talk about two more quick things in WWE.
Ooh, yeah.
Before we get on to it, let's talk. So Austin Theory becomes a disciple of Seth Rollins. He is now a follower of the Monday Night Messiah. Is there a term for that?
You are a disciple, yeah.
A disciple? Seth comes out in the suit. Love the suit. The suit is a lot better than the leather jacket. The leather jacket's gorgeous. I want to see that jacket back when he's the market. I think – no, the architect. I think that jacket works more for the architect than right? But the suit is great. I love the glove. He has his baptism moment. Even though I want it to be curb stomp baptisms, I still think is the most money idea in all. I think it would be over. The shirts would be – he'd be selling so much merch with that. Like, you know, next in line for your baptism. A shirt of somebody's head in water.
A boot and a head. Yeah.
A curb stomp baptism is such a fucking money idea. Anyway. But instead, what we have is if you get a handshake from the glove, that's your moment.
He shot out of the ground, Austin Theory. And he only did was touch his hand.
Right.
He didn't even pull him. Austin Theory like rose up out of his like depressed state and was like,
All right, man.
Great.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
all that. And a Murphy stained glass gear. That's oh, great. Yeah. Now the disciples have cool. new. I hope Damn. That Austin Theory comes out in that. He can still wear the undies. Oh, no, he wears pants. But
he wears pants.
Now.
Yeah. And then Murphy, Mike Murphy and Theory, the tag champs.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
That's an amazing tag team.
That's a good tag team.
Wow, the disciples of fucking Seth.
Yeah, but Seth should but hold the title.
That's all you got to call
yeah.
them.
Seth should hold the title.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come
he
out
should
with
wear
the title.
Both, yep. But then mm-hmm. they're the champs, right?
And that'd be great. I said Seth should keep loot. Like, first of all, this is going to Seth and Aleister Black. This yeah. is perfect booking. Like, you can't find a better opponent for Seth at the moment
yeah,
than the Antichrist.
Well, the thing about Aleister's not the Antichrist.
Well, whatever, you know.
No, because Seth's more of the Antichrist, right? No, it matters for the mapping here because
no.
Seth is Aleister Black is kind of like that. Now against him will be kind of like that Sting role that we talked about, where it's
yeah.
like he's actually cutting down egos, right? He's like he's right. more of like a almost like you know Kratos and God of War, or whatever, right? Like
yeah.
Like a kind of like a God killer, right?
He's like also got like a Jesus angle because he's the one who fell off a building and then came back. He was resurrected, he's the one who's really like Jesus. And
yeah,
Rollins
he is
a false idol.
Like a badass. He is like a badass. Like what's the fucking word I want? Like a god slayer, like a demon yeah. slayer, right? I think yeah. that's very. That's a great spot for him. It's like I've said that. I have
like,
vision for him as the guy who checks egos. You know,
he rose out of that fucking thing
yeah.
like this and then yeah. sprinted towards the ring. We've never seen that before.
I know. He probably should have taken the curtain, right? It would have been
a
lot faster.
He took the curtain earlier.
Yeah.
He came out, so he had to do his whole entrance. But it was just really – I mean, it's really good booking. If we get that at Backlash, those two, I mean, that's an awesome match. And I think Seth should keep losing. I don't think he should win. I think he should just lose and get stronger. And
he
just
keep
people,
losing.
Because you can just – you believe in the false hope. It's a cult. Yeah. I mean, we're in a cult now. I mean, right? I mean, this is a cult. So
– Yes.
If he loses, he just gets stronger. And then people just keep believing him for some dumbass reason, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's got magical powers.
Right. Well, the more he loses too, like the more he like gets unhinged and snaps and the whole thing.
Yeah,
so that adds to his power.
Okay. So that's the positive stuff. Can I bring up a negative? Austin Theory leaving Zelina. Who, by the way, Zelina, I think, is knocking out of the park. But I think that... But now I'm worried that the fucking Zelina's group's going to become like the Lucha House Party. I'm not saying they're going to be exactly the same thing, but they've already dressed Garza up like an idiot. He's dressed – they call him the Lethal Lothario. They've dressed him like fucking Benny Blanco from the Bronx or whatever.
So what's wrong with that?
Carlito. Carlito.
They're like Linguizamo-ing up this guy who we were all digging. Listen, I could be wrong. I'm just talking about Vince's – just what's something to look out for. Is those guys now – okay, they removed the guy who was not Latino. And then now it's going to be a Latino group, and Vince is going to be like, all right, let's get Garza dressed fucking nuts, right?
What they might be doing is, I have a feeling Apollo Crews is going to win that U.S. title next week. And I think maybe what the transition is, Andrade and Garza being tag teams. Mm-hmm. Then you got Buddy and Theory. Now the tag team division starts to kind of gain a little like structure. You know, stables across the board. I think that's where they're going to – I have a feeling that's where they'll probably go with it. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to make a Lucha House Party, though.
No, I mean,
not that far.
Let's just look out for something. All right. Yeah, we're going to see Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre at Backlash. I'm actually excited for that match, to be honest.
Me too. Yeah.
I'm too big fucking – always room. Two huge always fucking guys. True. Bobby Lashley with MVP gives him a new spring in a step for me. I like the pants and that flip spear. We know Drew is going to beat him.
Oh, and the full Nelson.
A great dragon for him to slay, you know?
They're making the full Nelson, like, really strong, too. Bobby Lashley's tapping out dudes with full Nelsons. Great.
Through the master lock. So I think that's cool. And Drew, check out Drew's new merch, by the way. Talk less, play more. I love that. I haven't seen it. Apparently, Samoa Joe said it at the announce table. For if you're not Hamilton heads out there, it's talk less, smile more is a big running piece of advice that Alexander Hamilton gets.
Talk shit, get hit. Hamilton.
Yeah. Talk less.
Talk shit, get hit.
Claymore. Anyway, but talk less Claymore just made me literally, I made me LOL. I was like, it's funny. But I ordered.
I'm going to buy. I'm buying it for you, Dan. I lost the bet during the fucking money in the bank.
Don't forget.
He sent it to me. He said, listen, I know it's tough times, but.
No, that's not what I said. I sent it to you. I fired it off. Very impulsively, and that was like, "Yo, you don't have to buy me a shirt during."
No, I'm buying it for you.
National crisis.
The
weird thing is that I did order. I'll wear it next week, but I'll just say I ordered Drew McIntyre's his NXT shirt.
That's cool.
I don't like his new ones. They're cool, but they're not like shirts I want to wear. The one where it looks like He-Man. I didn't like it. And then it's funny, the next day after I put that out, they put out almost like the updated exact version of it, which is the blue one with his logo. Because I love that M logo.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. So I just wanted that. And at NXT, he just had the M logo, and I found one.
And you can
wear that in public. Like, you could wear that in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Dan, can I ask you a question?
McIntyre's so one of my guys.
Corbin's appearance this week? I thought he actually did a pretty good job coming around, being like, well, this is how you treat your roster members.
I got to get my food from over there.
Yeah. I thought it was actually – and you know what? He looked good in the ring against Drew. I thought he did – he's losing a ton.
Iced tea, baby.
Drinking it right out of the bottle.
A Claymore fit for a king was awesome. I'm into it. I think it's good stuff.
Yeah, Corbin's pretty good. I always say it. Corbin is pretty good. He also gets more airtime than any wrestler.
He wrestled both on Raw and SmackDown.
He wrestled Elias, then he wrestled McIntyre. He gets the most airtime. Everybody gets good when they get reps in. I know hilarious, amazing people who are on SNL who got no airtime ever, right? They didn't get any sketches on, whatever. You can't be good if you don't get any time. So what I'm saying is that I think there's a ton of great people on the roster who would benefit a lot from the amount of attention this guy got.
I agree.
Dusty Rhodes, bring him up, and then he had Triple H bring him up. He's got to do everything. I just don't think he's totally earned.
No,
that's it. But he's at this point. He's a reliable, pretty good heel.
It worked really well in this role. Like, really good. It made Drew look awesome.
All right, last thing we'll say before we talk about AEW, because we got to talk about nothing this weekend. Sami Zayn forfeits the IC title. A tournament's going to be happening on Fox for it. Now, Sami Zayn went on his Twitter and thought it was bullshit. A lot of people think this is like kind of work shoot kind of a thing.
Right.
Not work shoot, like more like... It is work true. That's what I mean. I think that he is one of the people who agreed to, like they said, you can stay home, and he opted to stay home.
Yes.
He also lives in Canada, right? Or does he live in Florida now?
I'm not sure.
He's got to live in Orlando, right? You think so? I thought he was like Canada ride or die, like Kevin Owens.
Right. Anyway, so they took away his title from him. I mean, I don't really want to get into the details of taking away, but so we'll just move on. But it's good work by Sammy he's probably fine with them taking the title away. And it's good. It's good because when he comes back, he's got to
Exactly. Like, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
But I think it's cool that Daniel Bryan is now. I just want to talk about Daniel Bryan for a second. So now he's saying this thing where he's like, he wants to win this tournament. He's in the tournament. He's like, because he wants the IC title to represent the greatest wrestlers in WWE. So he's had this vision since WrestleMania 31 when he won the Intercontinental title. And then he got it taken away from him because he had to leave to retire. He won it in that ladder match where him and Ziggler were just headbutting each other on the top of the fucking ring. Sometimes I think about that moment. I'm like, I can't even believe I know Ziggler, because I remember, like, there's something about wrestling in open air like that, like when it's like light and, right. and I just watch him headbutt on the top of the ladder. I'm like, wow, I can't believe he's experienced that. What a cool thing. Anyway. But that was his vision. He's like, he wanted the IC title, and then he was going to make it like the wrestling title. And it was cool, and then he had to give it up, and then whatever. But then he also won the tag titles with Rowan, if you remember.
Yes.
And was like, yo, we're going to headline WrestleMania with the tag titles. And then now he's doing it again, where he's like, oh, I'm going to make this good. It's like, I like the idea. I've liked it 3 times in a row and been burned every fucking time. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, Daniel, you don't have it. You don't. This is a company where you have no say in anything that happens.
Right. You don't have the power to really, like, you can do it maybe through your actions, but I don't think you possess the power to just, like, make the title what you want it to be when you right. get it.
And that's what it comes down to when I talk about AEW trust. I have a lot of trust in AEW right now. Now, that where I'm like.
Agree.
Right. And that's why, like, some people will point out, they don't talk about the X factor. People are like, what? Tyson's coming. That's like an old WWE angle, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, this and this. It's like, no, well, you're not factoring in all the stuff. Well, you're not factoring in the fact that, like, we've been burned a lot of times by WWE and they're creative. And they've took us down many paths that we've dug and then just pulled the rug out from underneath us. There's a very fractured relationship in terms of us taking this thing extremely seriously and them not sometimes.
Right.
And us caring a lot and them thinking like they don't have to play into the fact that we're emotionally invested. So AEW right now, I give them the benefit of the doubt where if they said something like this, I'd be inclined to believe them. Right? If they were like, we're going to take this title. If they said the TNT title is going to be like the work title or whatever, some version of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would look like. I'd more believe them. But now I'm like, oh, Daniel Bryan, this is cool. And I'm like, no, this is not going to be cool. Even if Daniel Bryan wins the title, it's not going to happen. Like, they're not going to do – it's not going to happen. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean – the only thing I would want him to do is win the title and then make it an eco-friendly old school IC title and then watch you contemplate how quick you're going to buy it.
I mean, you know, he'd be so much better off doing eco-friendly shit than the zone he's in right now.
Go right back to it.
Eco-friendly stuff you can actually get over. There's no crowd right now and people, you could sell merch. You can't get over in Vince's WWE by just being like, I'm going to make this the work rate title. It's a fucking dead end, dude. If you want, go to AEW with the last couple of years of your career.
Go to NXT.
Go wrestle these guys. Go down to NXT.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan should go down to NXT.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Great. Yeah, why not?
He should be wrestling
Daniel Bryan
guys
should go
like
be
Cameron
the champion
Grimes,
of NXT.
Adam Cole. Yeah, 100%. I mean, if Charlotte Flair's doing, why can't Daniel Bryan do it? Well, I mean, what?
That idea is fucking amazing.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
Vince would never let him do it. He's too big a star. He's too big
of a star.
Charlotte Flair's the biggest star, and she's
Charlotte
doing
Flair's
it.
The
so
biggest
it's like,
star, she's, yeah.
There is
she's
precedent for
hey,
it.
You're right.
Hell
you're
yeah.
Right. Daniel
I'll,
Bryan,
maybe
you're
they'll
right.
do it.
Hello, Mole. We would like you to listen to us. Make Daniel Bryan the NXT champion.
Or he needs to be eco-friendly again and start doing fucking speeches about trees.
If you made the IC title eco-friendly, how fast are you buying that title then when they release it? Instantly?
And,
you have to have the whole eco-friendly...
I mean, it's going to be pretty fast. I mean,
let's be honest.
It's going to be.
I mean,
it's going to be.
It seems like a pandemic purchase.
There, you know, there's things. There's things that you know that are necessities in life, and one of them is any kind of wooden championships for me. Okay, let's move on. So anyway, WWE had a pretty good week.
They're
definitely gearing up for stuff that's exciting. I really am getting tired of WWE with no crowd. You know, AEW pulls it off better. Like
I will say WWE seemed like they found their groove of their style of no crowd show, though.
AEW, like, one of their tricks is that they have a crowd. That's one of the things.
Right.
That's one of their tricks is by having no crowd, they just have a full crowd. So not a full crowd, but it's enough people.
There's
it seems
people.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it seems like WWE, a lot of the wrestlers are doing different things. They're playing to the camera more. Yeah. They got the camera shots down. The storytelling, the show flow, like it feels like they're feeling their groove finally. It took a long time, though.
All right, let's look at this AEW card and just talk about it a little bit.
All right.
Cody versus Lance Archer for the TNT title. That's going to be a cool. That's going to be a cool match. I think that Lance will win it. Oh, you got to take the snake title.
Oh, yeah.
You got to take the snake. I don't see what they gain by Cody beating Lance Archer.
The crop top.
They're in a tough. They're in a tough spot. Cody. I think what they're gonna do, they're gonna schmazz this up a little bit because I think they'll involve Dustin somehow. You know, maybe Lance will start beating him up too much. Dustin will come down to the ring, and then defending Dustin will cost him or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Pull the towel.
Yeah, I can't see how they let Cody just pin Lance Archer. That he seems so valuable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it would be like Cody's style to like low key put Lance over and give him that title.
These big guys, it's very easy to quickly make them like Kane, you know, and you got to like protect them a little bit.
I would really love to see Cody as the TNT champion, not the AEW champion. I think that's a nice way. He's the money guy. He's the TV guy, you know, like he's the one who's going to bring in the bucks and the viewers and the things like that. I think Cody as the champion, the inaugural champion, would be best for business, but it's tough because Lance taking an L there is like Cody's shown he can take an L and move on from it, but
right,
I don't know if Lance taking an L there is the best, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
I think Cody's running as champion would be insane.
I think you're correct that him the TNT champion and being like the face of TNT is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I kind of like have really come along way on this TNT thing because it is cool because TNT is kind of a jabroni station, but
yeah. I mean they have a lot of original programming, but most of it's not very good.
But it is cool to be like, oh well, this is like I kind of came around on like, well, like TNT is like going all in on this company. They got their own fucking title there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they made, I think that helped because they also make Snowpiercer, which is like a show I'm legitimately gonna check out. Is the guy from Hamilton distracting in it? So far, yes.
Who?
The trailer. They got the guy who plays like Lafayette, who is like in it, and you're just like, it's. I just see him going like, oh, wee wee, you know, like hey, Lafayette, you know, but he's trying to be like a. He's trying to be like kind of like a low, like you know, a guy in the back of the train. You know?
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You haven't, the premise of Snowpiercer is very cool. It's the same dude who made Parasite. If you haven't checked it,
I gotta watch that movie.
It's Chris Evans is in it. He's doing
it's a
his
pretty
best,
divisive movie, but I liked it. It's cool.
Why is it divisive? People didn't like it?
A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people says it stinks. Yeah.
I don't think it's perfect or anything. But I did think it was cool. I dug it. It's very. It's a class. You know, it's a very like it hits you on the head with class. Same thing as Parasite.
Yeah,
like,
it's really metaphorical. Like,
this dude, what's his name? Boone.
Jung-ho.
Yeah, Boon Jung-ho, he's Boon obsessed Jun-ho. With like class divides, and class divides are becoming a bigger and bigger deal by the minute. So,
are we doing gun to your head picks right now? And we'll keep track of
it. Yeah, go.
See how we go. All right, gun to your head, Aaron. Cody or
Cody?
Archer?
Cody Rhodes.
I'm taking Cody too.
Oh, I think Lance wins.
Should we keep track of this?
MJF versus you want to earn your shirt back.
Yeah, I do.
You have to buy me two Claymore shirts.
For double or nothing. I mean, it's fitting. It is double or nothing. I mean,
yeah, let's go double or nothing.
You heard it here first, folks. They're double or nothing.
All right, you want to bet on the Cody match?
No, we're going to do the whole entire thing. Whoever gets the most wins out of the whole entire card. I'll let you pick first this time.
So you'll owe me two shirts. Two of the same shirt.
And we don't have to pick, and it's fine. We don't have to pick the same.
Right.
You know, we can pick the same people. It doesn't have to be opposite.
All right. So Cody versus, I'm going to choose Lance. All right. MJF versus Jungle Boy. I'll say MJF with the win.
I got MJF also.
All right. Across
John
the board.
John Moxley versus Brody Lee. Too low?
Mox.
Sam.
Yeah, I choose Mox also.
Okay. So far, the only place we differed on is
the ladder match is an opportunity.
No, the casino ladder match for future number one contender. By the way, this one might be no one gets it because it's like probably surprise entrance.
Yeah. You know? Whoever it is, like I was looking at this earlier, I'm going to bet on whoever the TBD is because.
Okay, TBD. Fine.
Assuming
that's fair.
It's someone who. Is like a big deal for a big acquisition by AEW. I think they would be wise to give them a shot.
Do you know who we have in it so far? Can you name the participants?
Yeah, can read it. It's Darby Allin, okay. Colt Cabana, okay. Orange Cassidy, okay. Ray Phoenix, Scorpio Sky, okay. Kip Sabian, Frankie Kazarian, Luchasaurus, and to be determined.
All right.
Wow. So nine. Okay.
I'm going to choose. I'm actually going to choose. I think it's going to be Scorpio Sky.
Okay, I'm going to choose Orange Cassidy.
Okay, wow. I think because I don't think we were allowed to choose the TBD. We have to. Choose
I chose the TBD, but
no, Aaron,
you're not in on the bet though. Yeah. So
no, she can if she ends up winning. We'll chip in and get her something.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
I so really want an air shirt. Fryer. So.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how this works. I don't understand this bet, but okay.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I think if we're talking about it, just to actually break it down, Moxley's just going to beat Brody Lee clean because it'll just make the Dark Order similar to Seth, right? Like
Keep losing and getting stronger. Being the shit out of your own guys. Sorry.
And MJF needs to beat Jungle Boy because just build him up. He doesn't need to be a chicken shit. Let's make him like badass. And Wardlow can help him. It doesn't matter. He'll just hand him the ring. It's fine.
I mean, we're going to get MJF versus Mox next probably.
A couple of options. The reason I chose Scorpio Sky is because I think they're going to keep... They need guys to feed the Mox, and I don't think it's his future number one contender. I think that will just happen on a Dynamite. You know,
They
don't
have
pay-per-views. Their number one contenders matches, it's something that's very cool about AEW is that their pay-per-views are very few and far between. So it's like WWE, you're used to thinking in terms of like, oh, that means the next pay-per-view. Uh-huh. So is somebody like worth the end pay-per-view? Most title matches will happen on the show.
Well, there's also three titles. More. There's only three titles right now. There's about to be four, but really there's only three. So, I mean, you know, the title matches when they happen aren't happening every week on the shows because they can happen sporadically. But I do think I agree. Scorpio, I think, is going to win. I'm picking OC because that's who I want to win. Mm-hmm. But they've been doing a lot of Scorpio Sky like vignettes and stuff. So I think
Cassidy's actually a good pick for this because
plays
to my thing because an Orange Cassidy Moxley match will be a fucking blast on a Wednesday night. Right, uh-huh. And he's not gonna win, you know. Nyla Rose, I think, will just beat Hikaru Shida. I think they'll just keep building up Nyla.
You guys think Nyla?
Yeah,
you going to Shida?
I'm just gonna go Shida just because.
Okay. All right, Dr. Britt Baker versus Chris Statlander.
Well, Britt,
I got Britt.
I'll choose Chris Statlander.
Wow, you don't have to, you know.
Well, I mean, Chris, I think that she could be. I don't think Britt needs to win it, right? Like, she doesn't need to. I don't think she needs to win.
It's just a match. It's not like it's for. Yeah. It's just for.
I love this card.
And I think
this
they were. Yeah. Wait. Did Nyla Rose beat Chris Statlander ever? That matters to me.
Did Nyla beat Chris Statlander? Yes, she did.
She already beat her. She pinned her.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
At Revolution.
Yeah, so I think I'll choose Britt Baker. I think she's going to eke something out.
You want Britt? Are you changing?
Yeah. Because I
feel like Shida could beat Nyla Rose. I think like that's why I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I don't think Stat's really going to shot
against Britt Baker. I'll keep Britt Baker.
All right, Britt.
Private Party versus Best Friends.
I don't know.
Best Friends.
Private Party.
This is the number one contender. I'm going to choose Private Party because I just not a best friend mark at all. So
I love the best friends. I think it's going to be a big night for the best friends stable. I think I'll go see them best friends.
Best friends. Yeah. I mean, who is the tag champs? Yeah. I feel like we've seen that. Private Party.
Mox. Omega.
Private Party. I'm going to keep Private Party. I think they got to push it. That's going to be a prelim show. All right. Then the Elite versus Inner Circle in a,
Aaron, who do you think?
I'm going to go Inner Circle.
I see. All right.
I would like the Elite to win, but I'm going to go just on.
Have they announced the Elite team? Is Nick and Matt? Because Cody can't
wrestle. Yeah, it's Nick and Matt, Kenny and Paige and Hardy.
Oh, okay. So Matt's filling in for...
Yeah, Inner Circle's Jericho, Hager, Sammy, and Santana and Ortiz.
Yeah. All right, Dan, you pick first.
Me? Oh, I'm going to pick the Elite.
The Elite. All right, I'm going to go Inner Circle because I actually think Inner Circle is going to win.
Okay, I think that... Is this match... No, this isn't a House of Horrors match or something.
It's a Stadium Stampede match.
Stadium Stampede.
Yeah, I think they'll give it to the Elite. I'll keep the Elite. All right, that's our picks. But I'm pretty fucking psyched for this show. This stadium match, I think, is going to blow people's minds.
Yeah.
I think the stadium match is really going to show people what the Money in the Bank match. I got a lot, should have been. I've had a lot of messages from people who really like the Money in the Bank match. I'll say, after last week's pod, people, and a couple messages from people who liked Hotel Artemis also. So,
wow. I disagree, folks.
We're getting a lot of engagement on that because I was actually worried people wouldn't watch Hotel Artemis if I said it was bad, but the heat of telling people that I didn't like it made people come out of the woodwork and say...
Well, people came out of the woodwork too and said they also didn't like it, so we're not alone.
I think that this is going to be... This pay-per-view looks really... It's going to be really fun. I'm interested in what this pay-per-view will look like. I think that we're, a couple of these... I think Moxley and Brody Lee are going to put on a match and people are going to be like, whoa. I think those guys are going to go for it because I think this is Brody Lee's moment and to show people like what he can do outside of WWE. Mm. So I actually think those guys are going to do some, have a really cool match. And the stadium match is going to make people go like, did you see that? That's where all the $50 is going to. Kenny, they're all, the Young Bucks are going to go nuts. But I tell you what I'm missing is I'm missing the eight. And I think, I know it's just because of the quarantine. I'm missing this AEW tag division just being just going. I mean, I need to see my man fucking
Hangman Page.
No, I haven't missed him one bit.
I miss him, dude. I can't wait for him to come back.
No, to the point that I'm even forgetting his name.
Darby Allin?
No. Fucking not Ray Phoenix. Why am I?
Pentagon.
Yeah. Penta Zero Mia. That guy, I think, is like the guy I might choose to get a title shot. He deserves to be like a heavyweight championship caliber guy. Like,
do you remember his match against Kenny at All In? Yeah, the original. Killer.
Oh yeah.
That was the fucking best. I want to go back and watch
it. Mieto? Is it Mieto? Anyway, everyone, that's it for this week. We covered a lot, and I think wrestling had a pretty strong week. I think that wrestling took their hydroxychloroquine, and they're really fucking bouncing back.
Yeah, I mean, it's a preventative measure, but it's working.
I had a lot to say this
feeling
week.
Feeling fine, yeah.
What is this, a Hogan shirt?
This is from when I was a kid. This is an original Hogan piece. Size small. I haven't tried to put it on yet. It is from 1989 Hogan sweater crop top.
That's beautiful.
Hogan wore this on the Titanic. That's really fucking cool.
That's cute.
You wore that as like a little kid?
As a kid, yeah. This and the Jake the Snake. The Jake the Snake's is small also.
Oh, I didn't even crazy. I love that Jake the Snake shirt.
Sick. I put it on. It's so funny.
Happened in the 80s and the early 90s where a size large men's shirt meant the size small ladies? Like, I don't know what. Do these shirts just
these are small.
Yeah. Anyway, that's it, guys. Right. I'm pretty excited for Double or Nothing. It's it's an expensive pay-per-view. Try to split it with a friend or something. And we'll do a bonus podcast after for the patrons at the $5 level. Patreon, me and Tulo and whoever wants to jump on, we'll talk about what we just watched. It'll be pretty exciting. And you can hear that. And also right now, give us 5 stars if a wrestler became one of your guys. I mean, if it happens during Double or Nothing, go right onto Apple Podcasts, give 5 stars, and say, hey, I'm blank. And, man, I got to tell you, this wrestler is now one of my guys. And I'll congratulate you on the podcast for all the wrestlers.
Like almost Dominic Dijakovic.
I forgot to talk about that. Okay.
Another
check
time.
Out on the Facebook group. Dijakovic yeah. left a cameo for Arlen and talked about using Propecia and Minoxidil. And I just want to say, you know what? I'm going to save this for next week. We'll talk. Can you remind me to talk about this next week?
Aaron, you got it.
Dijakovic got it. Apparently has a personality.
Who knew?
Anyway, who knew? But that, and also check out Dan Black Attack podcast. I'm on there with my trainer this week. First off, he gives off awesome advice about how to stay fit during the quarantine and like where your mindset should kind of be in these weird times. But then also we talk about wrestling, we talk about Randy Orton's bods, we talk about The Rock, and it's a great time. So check out my podcast, give that 5-star also.
Yeah, Dan, guys, Black smile Attack. Real quick. Okay.
Awesome. And everybody, as always, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Bye.
Later.
Wednesday.
When I go to work.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.